Graham. Say, Claudia, I see a United States Park Ranger here in Eunice, and this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean-Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the Louisiana Office of Tourism at louisianatravel.com, St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission at www.cajuntravel.com, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Tonight, we're celebrating 25 years with the Jambalaya Cajun Band and guests, and your host, none other than Sir, Doctor, Professor, Grandpère, Monsieur Barry Ansley. All right, let's give a warm Cajun welcome to the Jambalaya Cajun Band. Thank you.
Barry Jobos, the Jean-Lafitte National Historical Park Bonton Roulet Cajun Music Radio Show. The music, the Cajun humor, and the Cajun recipes featured on this weekly program depicts the true Acadian culture. People visiting Acadiana need to be properly and accurately informed as to what we in Southwest Louisiana are really like. This weekly program in Eunice does just that. This is not a commercial presentation, but a quality program based on historical facts. This program is held every Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
Welcome to Let the Bonton Roulet, Cajun Radio Show. My name is Vincent Fonto. I'm the United States National Park Ranger here in Eunice. And this program, the only one of its kind anywheres, is being brought to you by the Jean-Lafitte National Historical Park in New Orleans, by the Acadian Cultural Center here in Eunice, and by the City of Eunice. Again, we've got two great Cajun bands lined up for you tonight. One, a young, progressive Cajun group. The other one, a more traditional type of Cajun music. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Jambalaya.
We are the children. Young and progressive.
You remember those days?
Remember those days when we were all pushing the edge, man? I feel like I'm still at the edge, mostly falling off of it. Band Jambalaya avec nous autres encore. Tant de fois et quel meilleur groupe pour venir nous aider à fêter ces 25 ans de Liberty. Et puis tandis que M. Jerry DeVilliers, I'd like to recognize, you know, a lot of people, we've been making a big deal for weeks about the 25th anniversary. And there's all been all these incredible groups, wonderful groups. I often said I had the best chair in South Louisiana. Just got to see some of these great groups come out of the woodworks and play for us over the years. And we're going to be talking a little more about that later. But one of the things that we need to remember is that all the people who programmed the show, all the people backstage, all the people who are up there, and Mr. Jerry DeVilliers filming this thing for 25 years, often out of his own pocket. And it turns out that it wasn't just making it available on the air, but he kept all those things, and they've all been digitized, and they're all in the archives at UL, and you can go back 25 years and see people who are no longer with us. It's absolutely an amazing treasure. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Jerry. Not to mention the fact he made his debut on the harmonica, and now he's traveling all over the world. Jambalaya avec nous autres, puis comme je disais tout le temps, allons voir qui c'est capable de jouer avec nous autres ce soir. En arrière, alors, M. Tony Uval, dessus les tambours. M. Ken David, là-dessus la basse. Un invité spécial ce soir, M. Philippe, là-bas. Philippe Uval, dessus la guitare. Bobby was working.
Days ago, Bobby found out he was going to have to work this evening. Oh. So fortunately, Philip has been covering for Bobby on a couple of other things, so we invited him to join us.
Well, we're happy. He's cuter than anybody else on stage, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, cute left some of us a long time ago.
Cute never came for some of them. Mr. Reggie Mott, dessus l'accordéon, Dret Lal. Et un homme qui pas seulement un magnifique musicien, mais un magnifique organisateur, M. Terry Huval. Et on va continuer le show avec quelque chose qui s'appelle la valse de Cherokee. belle valse de Cherokee. T'as un tas du monde qui a dansé dessus le plancher, puis il n'approche pas qu'à tomber. Approche pas.
Ça, c'était une des chansons qu'on a joué notre premier show ici. Le second de janvier dans 1988.
Ça, c'était votre premier show
ici? That was our first time. And there was no heaters in the place, and it was cold outside. And so the reason why we shook so much is because we were trying to warm up.
I don't know if the cold makes you shake like this, though. I remember that. Can you still do it?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Should you do it?
Only one time a night, though.
Aussi, tu sais, pasteur, pour c'est là qu'après danser avec nous autres, quelque chose qui appelle mon tour va venir un jour.
Ça fait pas rien quoi tu dis. Tu peux me guider pour mon sang. À mon tour, pas d'héros. Et nous, les femmes, les trains, pas rien. Tu connais que t'as pas bien fait. Tu peux me guider pour mon sang. À mon tour, pas d'héros.
Venir un jour, écouter la musique à Jambalaya sur notre 25e anniversaire ici au Liberty. I want to recognize also Mr. David Simpson, who's been taking pictures of the musicians who have performed here, and that turned out to be quite a treasure trove too. Where are those photographs? CajunZydecoPhotos.com. Produced an archive of all these people that wouldn't it be nice to have photographs of all the people that, you know, Nathan Abshire played with or Lawrence Walker played with way back then? Well, he started with the show, but we got all of the people who played since then. Thank you very much for that. while we're reminiscing, you know, you saw him open the first show. The show we saw, we owe a great debt of gratitude for the vision and the courage to put this together to former Mayor Curtis Joubert. Without his leadership, it would have never got started. I remember right before the very first show, the Park Service people were nervous about me doing the show in French. And we were still talking about it 15 minutes before I went on. And Curtis stepped up and said, look, we're doing this in our terms. It's our show. And it turned out that everybody ended up happy with it. So, and Anne Savoie also, who conceptualized the show out of a special show that we did on Old Time Radio. And that turned into this weekly show.
And if I understand the story correctly, is that without that effort, this would have been a parking lot.
There you go.
It was supposed to be torn down.
It was supposed to be torn down. Can you imagine that? I mean, parking in downtown Eunice would have been easier, but look at all the wonderful moments we would have done without. It would all have been gone, gone, gone.
Les bons temps, on travaille la maladie, voulait rester avec toute ma vie. C'était cette lame que j'ai aimé, c'est cette lame que j'ai manié, mais m'a dit que c'était fini. Je connais pas quoi j'ai fait, j'ai jamais roulaillé, mais m'a dit qu'elle pouvait plus m'aimer. Tu connais à la quitter, qui te fait pour s'en aller. Et elle est gone, 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 ébraillée, vers l'homme à l'emmener. Oui, le plus que mon frais, loin qu'elle est partie, elle est partie, si loin, loin. Pour guérir et ramasser le tracé et recommencer à vivre la vie. Mais aujourd'hui, mon cœur m'a lié avec un femme qui m'a autant. Mon chevronné a pas jamais le dit. Il y a un choc à regretter, oui, c'est là. Qu'a quitté, c'est la mère de mes chères petites filles. Quand elle a quitté, elle a cassé la famille que moi je voulais rester ensemble pour toute notre vie. Et elle est gone, 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 ébraillée, pas jamais à l'emmener. Oui, le plus que j'ai parti, et le plus elle est partie, c'est quand, quand elle est ici.
Allez, gone, gone, gone. J'aimerais emmener un invité spécial, M. Bob Hébert. Tu connais, ça ici, c'est la première classe. Puis À travers les années, on a vu un tas de jeunes musiciens grandir droit ici, dessus le stage, devant nos yeux. Et puis, il y en a qui étaient grands comme ça quand ils ont commencé. Ça ici, c'est la prochaine classe. M. Bubba Hébert. Et petit enfant, M. Eddie Lejeune. Le grand petit enfant, défunt Ira Lejeune. Hey, Bob. Bob, how old are you?
12.
How long you been playing?
7 years.
Over half your life. Well, I hope you will keep on doing it. Let's hear what you got. Something called the Triangle Club Special. Bubba, were you born doing that or you learned that?
I learned.
I know. Who you been learning from?
Mr. August Broussard.
Cool. Do you listen to the music of your grandfather and your great-grandfather as well?
Sometimes.
Everybody does. They were giants. Il faut qu'il y ait quelque chose dans le son, hein? I mean, really. This was one of your great-grandfather's songs. In fact, it was the first one he recorded, one of the first ones he recorded back in 1947-48. Quelque chose qui s'appelle La Valse du Pont d'Amour, The Love Bridge Waltz.
Moi, je m'en vais à Paris, bâtir.
Muito bem, Bear. Cavalos do Pão d'Amour. Jenny was at the door a while ago, and she's not there anymore. Yeah. You know, we were talking about remembering the people who made this show possible. And it wasn't just as musicians, and it sure wasn't just me. All the people who ran the sound, all the people who worked backstage. So a lot of times volunteers for many, many years. And a person who's kept us together, lo these many last years, is Jenny Moody. Where is she? Back there? And you know, the people who sell the popcorn, people who sell the soft drinks, I mean, everybody. This has been a... it takes a village, as they say. It takes a lot of people to pull this off, certainly for 25 years. And I would like to ask you all to have a good thought about the 24 years while I was doing the show that my wife did without me every Saturday night. Now, some people may say that she was better off. But she was a real hero in this, and I would like to acknowledge Caroline's contribution. Scott Playboys. À travers les années, on a eu des magnifiques danseurs, des qui sont plus avec nous autres, Ross et tous les autres. We've had lots of wonderful dancers over the years, and I got to see them all. We've had a lot of bad ones, too. Got to see all of those. But only one has his own personalized air conditioning unit. Y'all, I don't know if y'all know it or not, but man, il y a un tas de visiteurs. Il peut pas trouver le beat avec un map. I love it. They, you know, people coming from all over the world, and we loved it. You'd go down and find out people were coming from other countries in every state of the union, and it was wonderful. And I would always invite them to dance, and sometimes they did. And sometimes they were great. They were great. There were some great ones. And sometimes, les échoppes volées. Sometimes it looked like moving furniture. But, hey, ça s'amuser, ça c'est à qui compte, right? Right? Jenny, she went away again. Jenny Moody. Is she hiding? There she is, our head coach for all these years. Thank you. Did you all ever notice them too?
Yes, we do. You know, when we play music. We
yeah, I did.
Yeah, still are. And, you know, there's been a lot of great dances, but there's been some. Every now and then I run into some, when I watch them, I have to turn away, because if I don't, I'm going to miss the beat of the song.
I know. Look, here's something that I figured out. Right here at the Liberty, I would have never known this otherwise. We go up on the beat. And they go down on the beat. And then sometimes I would invite them to dance with somebody from here.
She's awesome.
Man. Y'all remember those cars on the train on the railroad? Sometimes they look like that. Oh, but I loved every single one of them. They were wonderful. Bob, we got another one? J'ai passé devant ta porte. Tu as la chanter? You gonna sing it? Where you go to school, by the way?
Marsh, Louisiana.
Marsh? Good place. They teach French there?
No, sir.
Make them. Make them do it. I'll come help you. Are you ready? We're gonna pass a petition. Huh? We need to pass a petition. My God. There's Ari Lejeune's great grandson in Marsh, and they came. Come to your school, we're gonna stir stuff up. All right, good. J'ai passé devant ta porte. pode ser de volta à porta. Bem, vamos jogar a nossa chanson avant de partir, quelque chose que s'appelle La Valse des Oplusas. Oplusas Waltz. Well done, everybody. Mr. Bob A. Bear. Let's give him a big hand. Nice job, Bob. Terry, a compose. Terry, a jambalaya. Reggie Blabona, a compose une chanson quelques années passées pour remercier une des personnes qui était qui avait beaucoup d'influence sur ce qu'on a fait ici. Et ça qu'on a fait, un peu partout. Festivals acadiens et créoles sans prévenir dans octobre. Et il a influencé ça aussi. Puis il a influencé toute une jeune génération. Quelque chose qui s'appelle Merci, Monsieur Dewey.
Ooh, there's Pete Option avec le long de ton petit jeu. Puis jouer ton violon, de la chanter avec tout ton cœur, le visage du mouton. La vision que tu avais, on va la toujours la
Jambalaya. But we were talking about remembering moments. I could tell you some of my favorite ones. Every single time D.L. Menard came here and we got in a fight. Now, you know, a lot of people misunderstood that. D.L. and I like to tease each other. And some people thought we were serious. And one time D.L. was supposed to come on the show, and the people backstage said, Mr. D.L. is going to be here today. Should we call security or something? I said, whoa, why? And they said, well, last time he was here, y'all looked like y'all were mad at each other. I said, no, we were just kidding around. So D.L.'s here tonight,
and
we'll probably get into it again, but it's okay. We love each other. Another one of my favorite moments is the last time Philip Alamo performed was right here at the Liberty. The legendary singer and steel guitar player for Aldous Roger and Lafayette Playboys, and I was his mic stand.
I remember that.
He stood right there. And that was one of my proudest moments. I was a mic stand for Philip Alamo. And I got Dick Richard to talk. Dick Richard, who never spoke on the microphone ever. And I asked him a question, and it was pretty mundane, you know, like a... what was it like to play with Lawrence Walker? Something like that. And he went. And I asked him again. And he looked at me like I had gone nuts. And I guess he figured, you know, if you ask somebody a question in front of 400 people, somebody's going to look like a fool one way or another. So I guess he figured nothing from nothing is nothing. He said something, but he was standing over there. He didn't have a microphone, so I walked over. I said, what? And he said something, and the crowd erupted like he had just played the most amazing piece of fiddle. Anybody here remember going to Bobcat Auditorium for a year and a half or so while they were renovating this place? Yeah. Never lost the crowd. It was the most amazing thing. First time Horace Trahal played. First time most of us had ever heard him. He was sitting... see that guy with the glasses? Right behind him. He was sitting right there. Helena Putnam, who used to program the show to work backstage, said that she had, when I got here, she said, man, I heard this kid play at the jam session next door this afternoon. You should have heard that. He was amazing. He was like, you know, really, really, you know, old time, Ireland. during the first set, she said, hey, that kid I was talking about, he's sitting right over there. So I snuck off. Yeah, some of y'all may have noticed that I don't respect the edge of the stage. I snuck off and I went and talked to him. I said, hey, if we could steal some time from the show, would you come up and play? He said, yes, sir. He was about 17, 18 years old. So we compressed some time. the curtain was closed. He sat on a chair right in the middle of the stage right there with his accordion and nothing else. And just a microphone. And he sang, Viem Cherche. Do y'all remember that? Brought the whole place down. Got a standing ovation sitting there by himself. We all knew that we were in the presence of something special. Time Wayne Toops played here with Dewey Balfa. And they were stumbling all over each other to admire the other one. Each one was trying to see which one could admire the other one. And you know, Dewey Balfa, you've heard that song that they just played, Merci, Monsieur Dewey. We all owed Dewey Balfa such a debt of gratitude for everything he did to pass this music along, pass the culture along, pass a love of it along. He was so important. He was so influential. He was so articulate. He could put it into words, put things into words that would just, you know, blow you away. He had become so important that some of us sometimes forgot how good a fiddle player he was. And he was standing right here, and I was backstage. We were watching him play. And he, there's one, in one song, he did this amazing ride, taking chances and just, you know, skirting along the edge, and he pulls it off. It was the most beautiful thing. It just shocked us. And we were back there, you know, with our mouths open, and he looked backstage, and he winked at me. And I thought, you know, what a cool thing. After the show, I said, what was that about? He said, I knew the rest of the crowd appreciated that ride, but he said, I knew you knew what I had just done. Because he had taken a chance. He had reinvented that song right there on the spot. Talk about great moments, great moments. First time I heard Steve Riley and the Mambo Playboys here, I was coming from the front door. I had heard that this really cool young group was going to play. I had heard their CD. And I was looking forward to meeting them. I was getting a Coke before I came in. And I heard the sound check start. And I thought, oh, well, that's too bad. I guess they couldn't make it. I hear Dewey. And I walked around the corner. It was a bunch of young kids sounded just like Dewey. Of course, they've gone on to develop their own signature style. But what an amazing emergence that was. All of Ken Thibodeau's students, and Ken Thibodeau himself, but all of his students that he brought up here to play, and he never gave us a plug. I mean, every single one of them was just an amazing kid. How many times did we give them standing ovations, these little bitty kids this high? Another great moment, watching Rodney Lejeune sing. That tall drink of water came, he had been away from Louisiana for so many years, he came back to play with a couple of bands, and he would just stand there with like a statue, about this far away from the microphone. And when it was time to play, when it was time to sing, he'd just walk up and kill it. And then he'd step away. And look, you can jump around, cut flips, you know, wear jams, and I love it. I love it all. But man, that was elegant. That was, it just killed us backstage. Ivy Juga, such a sport. Every time he played the gravel road, I would go and blow his hair. Un coup de vent, a épaillé tous mes cheveux. And I would be over there. And he never lost it, even though I was blowing his hair while he was singing. So I guess one of the things I want to do is thank all the musicians for putting up with my teasing, and I was trying to make a show of it, and from Ivy Dugard to D.L. Menard, it's all a big circle, and I've enjoyed every minute working with everybody, and I hope to continue on, doing it through the festival and through other things, and I'll be back here every once in a while, but it's been a great ride, 25 years of a wonderful, wonderful experience. Thank you all. Thank you all.
I want to especially thank Barry, who's, you know, of course, been a student of this stuff since he was born. You know, he's watched and he's listened. He's picked up things that many of us might miss. And he's put us on the spot many times on stage, having us and asking us questions we weren't, because if y'all don't notice already, none of this stuff is ever rehearsed. You know, the most rehearsal we have is doing the sound check, and after that, it's all over.
It's a little bit like the promo on KRVS where we say, and who knows what else, because we're live.
That's right. But I want to thank Barry for all those years that he spent out here, not only asking us the questions that sometimes were a little difficult to answer, not only kind of giving us ideas that we didn't otherwise have before, but kind of putting it all together for us. You know, sometimes it's kind of, when you're in the middle of it all, you don't see how it all connects. And you've been just an excellent teacher at helping us show how this stuff connects to the big picture of who we are. And I want to thank you. Big hand for Barry Onsley.
I have a confession. I have actually thought of this these 25 years as teaching. And this has been a magnificent classroom. I can't ever turn it off. It's what I call guerrilla academics, where you sneak information to people while they think they're being entertained. Thank you all for putting up with it. I see you back there, Jerry. Thank you. C'était pas dur. Ça n'a jamais été dur. Des fois, c'était drôle, mais ça n'a jamais été dur. All right, you want to play this? Here's a few images of that Terry put together of some memories from the Liberty. Can you all see this? Terry, you may know, is the godfather of fiber in Lafayette. It's one of the reasons why he's in charge of this and not me. We may... Y'a de la vie. Here we go.